Time and space. Tea time and space. Turn the page. Tea time and space. Turn the page. One afternoon, a spaceship landed in Pete's backyard in a shower of sparks. "Wow," said Pete. A small green creature climbed down. "Greetings, pink one," said the creature. "I am Zub of Planet Flub." "Greetings, green one," said Pete. "I am Pete of Planet Earth. Can you help me?" said Zub. My Flubmobile has broken down. Mambo of Zub will be very cross if I'm late for tea." Turn the page. Pete exclaimed the little spaceship. Zub showed him the control. Pete saw the problem. At once, the down button was stuck. He wiggled it and he wiggled it, but then, turn the page, the little spaceship took off. Zoom! All of a sudden, they were in outer space. "Oh no," cried Pete. "Quick, let's push down the button again." Turn the page. Pete and Zub pushed the button as hard as they could. But the spaceship just zoomed higher and higher and higher. "Oh no," cried Pete. Mambo of Pete will be very angry. "It's my tea time soon, and I am not allowed to go beyond the backyard gate, let alone into outer space." "Sorry," said Zub, "but it's on autopilot. Any minute now, we will be on Planet Flub." Turn the page. At the very moment, the little spaceship landed, boom, on Planet Flub. Mobile of Zub came rushing from the house. She was not pleased. "Naughty Zub," she cried. "You know you are not allowed to go beyond the backyard stars. And who is this strange pink creature?" Turn the page. Zub told Mambo all about his adventure on planet Earth and how Pete had helped him to repair the little spaceship. Mambo of Zub was so grateful to Pete, she invited him to tea. Pete looked at his watch. "Mambo of Pete, would you be calling him in 10 minutes? There was just enough time." On the page, they had Zoogle fingers and waffle tops of wobble plates and a glass of Google juice. Then Pete said he really must go. On the page, Pete said goodbye to Flub, and Mambo of Zub flew him home. Zap! In the Super Zoom Zipper Ship. On the page, he arrived just in time for tea on planet Earth. It was fish fingers on brown toast with a glass of fizzy orange. Pete wasn't the least bit hungry, but he ate it all up anyway. Turn the page. After all, he could hardly tell Mom that he had already had his tea in space. Page the end.